Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Next guest is calling from the capital of Aotearoa, Te Whanganui Ātara. They're part of Groove Council, who have recently released their debut EP, In Session. They're also coming down to play Pearl Diver this Hāturei Saturday in Otepoti, Dunedin. We have Will Hanlon on the line from Groove Council here to talk to us about the new EP and the show at Pearl Diver and whatever else comes to mind. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. I'm great, and even better now that I'm on Radio 1 talking to you.
Hey, that's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear, my G. How are you feeling about the giant Wellington sewage leak that happened over the past few days? How has that got you feeling?
Not great. It's, not the welcome you like to have into Waitangi weekend. Especially, I live on the south coast, so I go swimming there all the time. So it's a bit gutting. But to be honest, it makes me a bit more, even more excited to come back to Waipounamu. I grew up in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, so I was already very much looking forward to getting back there. But now that, you know, there's clean beaches down there to swim on, and same in Dunedin, I imagine.
Yeah, tons.
Then, yeah, we'll have some great swims down there, I think, and they'll be even better knowing that it's not possible back home at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to going to, it might have been Lyell or Island Bay while I was in Wellington over the weekend, and that just wasn't going to happen. That was just not a possibility.
Oh, goodness.
It was pretty gutting.
Avoid the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gutting. You're
in the band Groove Council, of course. I want to know, what sort of council are you? Are you city council, business council? Are you even elected? Are you regional council?
We are elected. You know, Groovemocracy is very important to us. So we were elected fair and square a couple years ago at the Groove election. But our term's probably coming to an end soon, I think. So we probably ought to start organising another election.
Well, it is an election year.
Yeah, big time. I think a couple years ago we did a gig called Groove Election. And I think it was in an election year as well, and I think the promo got a bit lost in the sauce. But
you have people coming to the gig with like voting papers, being like, "What?"
Yeah, big time. The ballot. They're like, "Where's the ballot box?" It's a great question. It's kind of just become an amalgamation of jargon. It's like we're supposedly a local council. But we dress up in suits and everything. It gets a bit businessy sometimes. So, you know, it's really whatever the attendees want to make of the meetings.
It's great. Are you a council who would be more likely to raise the rates or to cut wasteful spending? What are you thinking?
Oh. Well, funny you say that, because on our EP that you mentioned that just released, the last track is called Red Tape.
This is true.
We have been focusing on cutting the red tape.
You've got a neoliberal agenda.
No. Every time I mention that, I say not in a knacked way. We're cutting red tape in a fun way. Anything for the Groove citizens. We do anything to keep them happy.
Keep them grooving. you're a 5-piece band going on a 4-city tour. I mean, you've already done 2 of the shows already, but you're coming to Christchurch this week, then Otepoti, Dunedin. How have you found traveling with all of the stuff? Has it been a bit of a nightmare, or has it been relatively okay?
It was, I mean, yeah, a lot better than I thought, actually. We just drove up to Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland last weekend, and we miraculously managed to fit all 5 of us and all of our gear in one car.
Nice.
We drove up. It was a little bit of a squeeze, especially for the long drive. But it was worth it. To save the money, it's very expensive touring. Touring New Zealand is a small band, so you've got to save the money where you can. Mm-hmm. And it was actually, you know, it wasn't too bad.
And by saving money, you know, you're saving the ratepayer money as well, which I really appreciate.
Exactly, no wasteful spending from this council. Those costs would just be passed on to the citizens. So
I will say, despite, you know, being cost-saving, there might be a question of inefficiency because after being about a band for like 2.5 years, you finally put out the debut EP. What's taken the council so long to get grooving?
It's a great question.
In recorded format.
Yes, there was certainly a lot of red tape in terms of producing the EP, but we finally pulled through and delivered for the citizens, which we're really stoked about, I think. It took a long time. We were sitting on the demos for quite a while, and I disappeared overseas for a little bit, but then it all just kind of happened very quickly. We were sitting on the demos for ages, and then it was just recording, mix, master, all kind of happened within like a month and a half, working with some amazing engineers and artists and stuff to make it all work, and now it's out, which is really exciting because it's meant we could go on this tour while it's still warm and lovely, Aotearoa summer.
I thought you meant the EP is still warm and lovely, and I was like, what?
I hope the EP brings warm and lovely feelings to the people who listen to it.
It sure does. It's very invigorating. It's very fun. I think it gets you grooving and it also gets you moving. There's a track here named after the Mass Public Initiative in Pōneke called Let's Get Wellington Moving. What are your thoughts on that? Has it gotten Wellington moving?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we were feeling there's a lack of movement in Wellington. Not enough dance floors moving, not enough feet moving. But yeah, we released that in December and it seems to have worked, the initiative so far. I think we've very successfully revived Let's Get Wellington Moving. And we kicked off the tour with a show at Meow a few weeks back, and it was, yeah, biggest show we've ever played. We had almost 400 people there. So,
whoa.
And they were moving. Wellington was moving. Mm-hmm. So, that policy's definitely been a success so far.
Do you have any particular opinions about the real Let's Get Wellington Moving transport campaign? Any at all?
Oh, yeah.
Fan? Hater?
Gutting that fell through.
Oh, it fell through?
It's been scrapped.
Oh.
I believe it was being consulted on for quite a while. And then the government came in and was like, we're getting rid of this abandoned ship. So that's when, that was a few years ago. That's when we kind of stepped in and said, you know what, we're gonna make this happen.
It's up to Groove Council.
Exactly.
When I first listened to your music, I thought, jazz house, but funky as hell. The biggest name in jazz house music I could think of was this guy Berlioz, or Ted Jasper as he's known, who was maybe a little less funky but more straight edge or whatever. Have you listened to that guy? Thoughts on Berlioz?
I have. Love Berlioz.
Big fan.
It's actually the council kind of sound and inspiration board has kind of morphed a lot in the last couple of years, but definitely Berlioz was one of those early influences. It was one of the first people that I heard, and I was like, that's really cool what he's doing. And we definitely, there's a few production-y sort of things from his projects that we took inspiration from. The sax sound on those is amazing. Sounds really incredible.
The interplay between between the sax and the beat on some of those tracks is just like, how do they get that to us? It's scientific how good it is. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
I did have a question. This isn't really necessarily specific to Groove Council, but I've noticed that on a lot of band tour posters, they never include Hamilton. Why doesn't anyone go to Hamilton? It's a pretty big city.
It's a great question. The council needs to have scrutiny like this. To make things happen for the people of
Australia. To be transparent and be held accountable.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
It's actually a scheduling thing. We only had one day to get up there to Auckland and back. But, I was actually back in Auckland last weekend, not for a Groove Council show, but just for fun. And I stopped through Hamilton. I'd never really been there, and it was, cool city and big city. So, I mean, this tour's been, we're halfway through it. It's gone pretty well so far. So definitely keen to do another one. And Hamilton will for sure be on the books.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. I'm really excited to see you guys come through Ōtepoti. It should be a whole lot of fun. I think Dunedin could use a bit more groove and a bit more funk. Get the dance floor all, you know, well lubricated, well oiled. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions that you'd like to leave us off on?
I think the groove citizens of Dunedin can. The one thing they can do to strengthen groovemocracy is to turn up to the show on Saturday at Pearl Diver.
Mm-hmm.
It's unmissable. It's going to have your feet moving all night. Mm-hmm. It would be a shame to miss it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We'll leave that there. Thank you so much, Will. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, heaps.
Cheers, man. All right, folks. That was Will Hanlon from the five-piece based out of Te Whakanui Ātara Groove Council. They've got a new EP out now, wherever you find your music, and they are coming down to Ōtepoti. They're playing Pearl Diver this Saturday at 9 p.m. You can find tickets from humanitix.com. Coming up at 10:30, we'll be joined by Tane Cotton talking about his latest live music video series, War Possum TV, which is super, super exciting. Here is Groove Council with one of the tracks from their EP In Session. The track in question was probably the track I grilled Councillor Hanlon on the most. It's Let's Get Wellington Moving. So let's get Wellington moving and let's get the breakfast show moving with songs. I don't know how to segue this, but I'll see you at 10:30. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.